Every time I speak of the Proverbs, I think my words are, that is so true. But this isn't a metaphor. This isn't a symbol. This is literal. If you guard clear thinking and have and possess common sense, and you guard these things with your life and don't lose sight of them, they will keep your soul alive. They will keep you fit and attractive. You will travel safely. You won't tire on your trip. You'll take a nap without worry, etc., etc. Clear thinking and common sense are gifts from God, just like wisdom. And if we can possess these things, well, there's really nothing off limits. It's when we step out of bounds of common sense or clear thinking or wisdom that we go astray, that we find ourselves down in a ravine somewhere, wondering how to navigate back up to the road. And there are key ways to keep wisdom and hold on to her for dear life, treat her as a love. One of those key ways is community. Because we carry things for each other as we walk together, as we open ourselves and become vulnerable to each other, and forge a relationship in fire that is trustworthy, sound, and solid, and able to withstand. And with when everything is focused on the kingdom, well, there's a context for relationships staying intact and growing. And so I believe community is God's model for the kingdom and for moving forward, for attaining common sense and keeping hold of clear thinking, for falling in love with wisdom. And the Daily Audio Bible has been fortunate to, in brand new ways, model how this can happen. And it's been just a joy to watch Jesus call forth from the dust a big community around the world that's complete reason for being is that each of us have committed ourselves to staying in the Bible every single day together. And that promotes authenticity, which is pretty much what Jesus was talking about today, as he kind of went after these religious leaders. I mean, these guys are going after Jesus, basically saying, it's a little bizarre to me, I guess. I wasn't there, so I don't have the full cultural context. But here's a man, gentle and loving, and he's doing miracles. I mean, people who could not see are seeing, and it's verified. People who could not walk and who have been begging their whole lives are standing up and running. Everywhere he goes, he's touching people. People who had been oppressed by demonic activity to the point that they couldn't speak, they couldn't function in society, they were living among graves, etc., etc. He's throwing these people out and they're becoming of sound mind. And the religious authority, the comment is simply, this guy's got to be from the devil. He's made a pact with the devil. I mean, and that's what they can come up with. And then they're looking for every conceivable way Jesus might be going against religious tradition. And he just blows them out of the water. It says, tradition isn't where it's at. I prefer flexible heart to an inflexible ritual. You're nitpicking. You're just looking for stuff. This is ridiculous. What Jesus is saying is, look, come to me as you are, and let me transform you from the inside out. But if you come to me thinking you're going to have all your stuff together, or if you're going to come to me through rote ritual, you won't get to me. That's not the way. Come to me with a flexible heart, and I will give you life.